For New Year's Day, we've called people around the country and asked them to reflect on the year just passed and tell us their hopes for 2005.
My name is Elizabeth Beale, and I live in Millbridge, Maine. I'm 88 years old, and I live next door to my son's boat shop. And I'm looking out the window now because it is beautiful. I've been married 68 years, and I lost my husband last year. It's lonely, but I am making the best of it, and I'm not looking for any man. I just hope I live for another year.
My name is Drew LeCup. I'm Apache, Hopi, and Tewa, and I live in East Central Arizona on a Fort Apache Indian Reservation, and I am a comedian. I think I've been angry all 2004, and, I'm just teasing. I think 2004 has just brought me a lot of great opportunities. I travel the nation in a country that's freer than free, and when I come back home, people are really angry. But we have 60% unemployment here on the White Mountain Apache Reservation. But there's some compensations to living on a reservation, and one of them is walking outside your door and not having to worry about running into too many people, or you can wake up in the middle of the night and see the stars so bright, look like they're just about ready to tickle you. So stuff like that, being appreciative, is kind of one of the things that take the forefront in 2004.
If you could see the piles that I live in my office, I see piles of papers, piles of books, piles of envelopes, piles of files that haven't been filed. I'm Barbara Dooley. I live in Athens, Georgia. I have a radio talk show every morning, and I do public speaking around the country. Every new year, I say I'm going to get organized. And I try for about 28 days, and then I crash. So I'm going to really try to make it at least 3 months of being organized.
I'm Paul Doherty, and I'm the senior staff scientist at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, California. I'm looking forward in 2005 to remembering to take time to go out and look at the sky, that if you pay attention, you can see that it's light blue at the horizon and dark blue overhead. And, of course, once you add clouds and a sunset, it's always worth it to go out and look at the sky. And I just have to promise myself to take more time and look at the world around me outdoors.
That was Paul Doherty, Barbara Dooley, Drew LaCapa, and Elizabeth Beale.
This wonderful year.
Everybody.
Throughout this wonderful year.
Happy New Year to you.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.